Thanks for listening to Other People's Flowers. If you'd like to have your work featured in the program, please send it to editor@otherpeoplesflowers.com. We hope you enjoyed this episode.
This week's work comes from Robert Beveridge. Robert Beveridge makes noise and writes poetry in Akron, Ohio. Recent and upcoming appearances in the Nick's Mate Review, Violet Rising, and The Road Less Traveled, amongst others. The Betrothal. Madonna of the aphids, Madonna of the present luck, Madonna of rooftops and rapids, Madonna of the crystal stream, Madonna of the forests, Madonna of the tongues of lizards, Madonna of the price, Madonna of the fertile loam, take this woman and make her the perfect wife. Take this woman and make her herself. Take this woman and make her the lover of insects. Take this woman and make her the tosser of dice. Take this woman and cover her with wetness. Take this woman and plunge her into knowledge. Take this woman and clothe her in pine needles. Take this woman and make her kisses serpent's whispers. Take this woman and band her body with tourmaline. Take this woman and bear her life. Take this woman and make her the perfect wife. Take this woman and make her herself. Death Penalty Poem for Roger Keith Coleman. When they ask, "Did you kill her?" almost every night, you said no, again and again, and wondered, is this some divine punishment for living through the 80s? Did we choose this alternative to nuclear war? Fried eyes pop hard-boiled from their sockets. Blood streams behind, gauze, patches. Then nothing. For there could be no God who could sanction this. In a rare reversal, your atheism waxes as the time of your death approaches. Your faith falls away little by little until you are confronted by nothing but what you believe to be the truth. Void. Your last supper, hard-boiled eggs, toast with cherry jam, potatoes and ketchup. You laugh and walk like Joseph K. towards the void of knowledge that awaits you. Grey. I whisper over the bar, order a Bloody Mary. To do otherwise might be impolite. The bartender pours grey tomato juice into vodka, shakes, 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 garnishes with grey olive, grey lemon peel. We whisper in school, we whisper in the arena, we whisper at night. In protest, a group of Benedictine monks have brought 5 gallons of kerosene. In the afternoon light, through the grey clouds, they wet their lips, light unfiltered cigarettes, sip their grey chartreuse, and wait. Solid. These things pass through my life, ethereal, emotional. My tongue touches only air. Only your form gives form to one other supple body, one other dream real for a few hours. Solid you stay, relaxed in my arms as we drift off into sleep. Sono l'Anticristo. And so they called him handicapped, for what good is a man without all his faculties? I tell them I watched him, cigarette dangling from his misshapen mouth, braille typewriter clacking away, a poet who could read, some say, the future. He could put his hand on the ground and hear words in the vibrations around him. He touched many, but would let no one touch him. Now, writing his elegy, I Antichrist, who knew him best, I Antichrist, am forced to say, he loved these things that made him blind and deaf, for it is said they enabled him to see and hear like no one else. Now the bastard son of 1,000 vanished poets, running guns in Algeria, forces me in his absence to say he was a good man. But if I am the Antichrist, then what truly is he? It is nothing but a matter of perspective. He lived a human life, died a human death. Ask me not what that means, for both you and I know. He was here. He vanished. He took drugs. He never ran guns in Algeria. His work touched a handful profoundly, yet was ignored by the unknowing masses. The worst that can be said for him, he was a working poet. Or possibly, he was.
Other People's Flowers was produced by Hugo Gibson, Chris Kamonvutitam, and Hamish Adam Cairns. If you'd like to have your work featured on the show, please send it to editor@otherpeoplesflowers.com. Thank you for listening.